Welcome back to the Brown Snake Interview Series, Episode 5. Today we have the Queen of Compound Media Twitter, Flat Cat. Welcome, Flat Cat.
Why, thank you, Snake.
Flat Cat, why are women so annoying?
I think it's in our DNA.
Really?
Yeah, you
can't take it out. Is it possible for a woman to not be annoying?
We have to make concerted effort. I do try to make the effort myself.
You all succeed, so must be pretty natural. Now, that accent, is that a traditional Boston accent?
Well, there's different levels of Boston accent. There's some people that just really want to grab onto it, like Marky Mark, Wahlberg. My family's been in Massachusetts since 1623, so we kind of invented the Boston accent, which is really just an English accent,
which no, it's
is an
not.
Australian accent.
Well, it's definitely not.
Everyone says we drop our R's, like car, when we say car. But
car.
You go to England and they say car. How do you say car?
I drive a car.
See? That's the way we say it here.
I didn't drop the R. Okay. I could hear the R. Don't you me, miss.
I'm a compound 10.
That's what I heard. The famous Kevin Brennan line.
That just made me laugh so hard.
That's good. Well, actually, because a few of the guys wanted to know, do you think you'll ever be able to go to one of the Comedians of the Compound shows? I know you're a pretty shy chick, but do you think you'll ever be able to go?
Every time they have one, I really want to go, and then my anxiety just gets me and I don't go.
Well, Demise alleges that since Kevin Brennan called you Compound Media 10, you think yourself too good for the other fans.
He was meaning it as an absolute insult, which is why it was so funny. He wasn't complimenting me.
No, no, look, are you calling Demise a liar?
No, I'm saying he's misunderstood. Kevin was outright insulting me.
Kevin's always been very nice to you.
No, he hasn't.
He's only blocked you twice.
I think he only blocked me once, and then he unfollows. Yeah, it's only been one block, but there's been several unfollows.
And why did he block you? I think it's funny, to be honest. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty funny.
Yes, I think. I'm pretty sure he just did it to be funny, too, or he was just grumpy.
Because you're so sweet, it's funny that people are a douche.
It does anger him that I'm not a jerk.
I think you're a jerk, so he's just misread you. Letting down Demise, come on.
Yeah. Is Demise a nurse?
No, PYD, plotting your demise. He's a dude. He's a, I suppose nurses can be dudes, right? But,
yeah.
No, he works in real estate. I don't know what he does. I'm very confused by American real estate. In fact, I've got to get him on to ask him about it because it's a very confusing subject. But I won't wreck that. Now, you, like you said, you're known as a real sweetheart, right? What's the most evil thing you've ever done in real life?
I don't know if I've done anything evil.
Oh, come on.
I've done a lot of... Once when I was in 7th grade, which is probably 12,
yeah,
I passed a girl a note and told her I was going to beat her up if she didn't stop talking about my friend.
Did you mean it? No!
Oh, I could never have done that. I passed her the note and ran away because I was afraid.
And how did she receive that? Was she scared and intimidated?
I don't know. She never said anything to me. So then... I've spent all these years worrying. Did she really think I might beat her up?
You really worried about it?
I do.
How do you live like this?
It's awful.
It's exhausting.
It really is exhausting. anything I think that I've done wrong, I beat myself up over and over every day.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
I know, it's not.
When I very rarely have great emotion, but once when the dog was really sick, I was upset and I said to my wife, oh, I don't feel so good. And she goes, they're called emotions. And I said, oh, is this how you feel every day? And she said, yeah. And I'm like, how do you stand it?
I keep mine in, as any good New Englander would.
Well, that's right. So you don't believe women should cry in public?
Not in public or even in front of people. And I would get very turned off if I saw a guy crying. And then I feel guilty about feeling that way because they should be able to cry, but I think it's gross.
It's a sign of weakness.
I guess. I think it's more of a sign that when I was growing up, we weren't allowed to cry. We were only allowed to show neutral or happy emotions. We couldn't show anger. We couldn't show sadness. So it was just ingrained in me that you don't cry, and I don't like seeing people angry.
Well, angry is very healthy. I mean, I think I've embraced anger pretty well, but we're not an emotional family at all either. So I relate to that. But I thought women were loved emotions. Like I assume you get together for your girlfriends and you talk about baking, knitting, and emotions. I mean, that's what you live for.
I would avoid that at all costs.
Really? Women? Yes. Women love it.
I don't like drama. I don't like all that emotions. If I go out, I want to just laugh. Which is probably why I'm a big comedy fan.
What do you talk to your girlfriends about?
It's usually, just usually dirty stuff.
Oh, flat cat.
But in a funny way.
Oh, good.
Not like, yeah. You know, we might tool on guys, just kind of make funny things. Usually dirty humor. I just have very dirty humor, which is why I know all you guys on Twitter.
Yeah, I see myself as the clean guy, you know. I try and keep it above a certain level. You guys lead me astray. So do you think that younger people are generally emotionally weaker?
Certainly the younger generation.
Or are they stronger for being able to show their emotions?
Oh, no, I don't like soy boys. Yeah, I don't like all this emotion that's going around.
No, it's not going to help them, is it?
It's not going to help. Look what we have. We have men in dresses joining our army.
Yeah, you wonder how often that actually happens. It's got to be like one guy and it's just the same story. I mean, how many guys could want to do that?
I don't know. I can't imagine. But just the thought that it's even a possibility.
Yeah, you imagine that growing up. Jesus Christ.
Right?
When you went to school, like you're a similar age to me, when you went to school, there weren't really fat kids, were there?
It's funny. I think about that. When you think back at the kids who were called the fat kids, they're now just the average kids.
Yeah, they were chubby at best.
Right.
We had a boy in my class. Normal. We had a boy in my class called, we called him Blob, big fat Blob, and he was chubby at best. Like, I look back and go, right. Wow, you poor bastard.
He was nothing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was completely different. Although, there wasn't a lot of fat kids around. I mean, both of my boys were all into sports, so all their friends were lean and athletic. Nobody was fat. None of them were faggy.
None of them had allergies.
Well, we might have allergies.
You got allergies.
I have allergies. My kids don't have allergies.
I see that as a genetic weakness.
I think so, too.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Trust me, Snake. I don't need anyone to put more shame on me. I pile it on myself.
But you wouldn't be Catholic, would you?
I'm not Catholic, no.
Well, at least that, like,
is that shows... what you said?
Yeah, well, that's, they're just known for their guilt. But so you're like Church of England?
Yes, I'm Protestant.
Yeah.
My husband was Church of England.
Yeah, I was Church of England growing up, so.
I know. Over here we have Protestant. We're Protestant, which is the same as Church of England.
Well, Protestant over here means anything other than Catholic that's Christian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So don't come here and fuck it up, all right? Do you worry about your sons that, you know, the women they're going to marry are going to be bad wives?
I don't, because they're too smart, I think.
But you know,
I just
like,
can't imagine. Yeah, I truly cannot imagine them ever dating anybody, never mind marrying anybody, that wasn't a truly good person.
But guys make mistakes all the time, and they marry based on looks and attraction. I've definitely done it. Guys are stupid.
I mean, they are. Yeah, I don't know. I just can't imagine it happening. I can see possibly dating someone who wasn't great for him, but not marrying someone not great for him.
Well, what would make a good wife?
I've told both of them that they need to make sure any future wife is perfectly clear that they will be staying home to take care of the children. Their career will not come first. As well as that my sons best be prepared to be able to support a wife and children.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Just really, right? It's just really traditional values. No child is better off being put in daycare.
Nah, that's right.
And if you can't take, you know, 10 years to be there for your child, I don't think you should have one.
A lot of people shouldn't have one.
Yes, that's true.
I remember you saying once on Twitter that a wife should give the husband a blowjob on demand.
Not on demand, but
Come on!
Well, by saying on demand almost sounds like a punishment. I always felt, I told my husband right out, just, you can always have a blowjob whenever you want.
What a
and
trooper.
He did.
That's amazing.
I mean, why not? It's a simple task. It's enjoyable for the husband. Keeps harmony. Why not? I never understood women who I had a girlfriend who on her wedding day said to me that was her husband already had his last blowjob the day they got married.
The old bait and switch.
Can you imagine that? That's what I said. I said, that's not fair.
No, you're setting him up for misery. And then you got the woman who gets skinny for the wedding and they, within a year, they're fat.
That's the same exact friend.
Yeah, she got fat.
She did the same. She didn't get fat, but she lost a lot of weight and looked great for her wedding and then put all the weight back on right afterwards.
Maybe she's a cunt.
She might be.
I hate her.
No, she's nice.
Yeah. Do you ever try and hide your Boston accent?
Not really. Does it sound bad?
I think you all sound very similar to me. You guys can tell a lot about each other, and I just can't. Yeah, obviously you got the Southern accents different, and to me it's just South and North.
Yeah, there's definitely, you can tell the Southern accent from the Northern accent and even the West Coast from the East Coast. You know, it's pretty huge country, but even just in New England alone, sometimes I get startled at how awful somebody's Boston accent is. And I've lived here my whole life.
That's pretty funny. All right, now we're going to talk about podcasts. What are your favorite podcasts? Okay. And before you start quivering, I want no fencing. Top three. No.
Did you say quivering?
Quivering? You're like, I don't want to upset anyone. You're like, no, just make an opinion.
Okay. Well, there's certain ones I just listen to every time there's a new episode. Obviously, Misery Loves Company.
Yeah.
It's just so funny. I first discovered Kevin. I'd always heard of Kevin, you know, on the Outer Ring. But the time when he had Jamie almost beat him up, I said, I have to find out who this guy is, because that was awesome.
That moved the needle, didn't it?
Oh, it really did. I'm like, I love this guy. Not many white guys, especially old white guys, would ever do that. Jimmy's massive.
Did you go back from that point and listen to the originals as well?
I don't think I have.
Well, you're not a good fan.
Well, the thing is, there's so many podcasts, it's hard just to keep up with them all week long.
Whatever. I'll be writing this in your file.
Well, once I started following Kevin, there probably hasn't been a podcast I haven't listened to, if that makes sense. I keep up to date with everyone that I'm listening to.
All right. So that's number one, or one of the top three. What are you next to? Mm-hmm.
We Might Be Drunk.
I've never heard of it.
Mark Norman.
I thought he did one with Joe List.
That one, that's up there too. He, Tuesdays with Stories, that one is really good. But this newer one that Mark does with Sam Morrell is really funny. And you don't have to listen to Joe's lefty politics.
Well, that's why I stopped listening, because I find Joe, he just annoys me.
Yes. He's funny when he's just being funny, but just listening to him insult America, Americans, and it's a bit much.
It's just that cringing self-hatred. I mean, it's pathetic.
Yes.
I don't like it at all. So I stopped listening to that. So I'll add that to my file. Very good. What about number three?
To be fair, Joe has lightened up lately, because I still will listen to it.
No, fuck
Joe. And he's not as bad.
Fuck
Joe. So he might have taken... Okay.
Toughen up. All right. Number three.
Legion of Skanks.
Really?
Love it.
I find it a bit douchey. You know, the doggy saying doggy. I can't handle it. Yo, doggy. Doesn't that annoy
it
you?
It is. A little. Some of the things do.
It doesn't take much to annoy me, to be fair.
I think it's really funny. I don't like when there's too much chaos, if too many people talking over each other. That part will bother me. But otherwise, I just think they're really funny.
Look, I agree. I find that any podcast where there's more than three guests, it's a problem. It's too much.
A lot of the podcasts, I don't like any guests.
What do you mean? Like, you just want to hear the person talk?
Yes. I love when Kevin doesn't have a guest.
Like Bill Burr does.
Right. Except I haven't listened to Bill Burr in quite a few years since he treated Anthony like shit.
Yeah, you hold a grudge. So
I hold a very long grudge. He's dead to me.
That's the spirit. Now, here's the thing, though. In your top three podcasts, you didn't include any Compound Media shows.
Because those aren't podcasts. Those are video casts.
I call them a podcast.
Well, I think people might call them podcasts because there's no actual name for them. But those are visual. You're watching a show.
Oh.
A podcast is, right?
Well, okay. I don't know. What's your favorite show on Compound Media?
Anthony, by a long shot.
Yeah, he's a pretty funny dude.
He is so, I mean, because he started his career off in Boston, so I've been listening to him since I was actually young.
Who's your favorite co-host he's had?
Just Dave. Artie was a train wreck from day one.
That can be funny, though.
He was awful. I loved listening to Artie when he was on Stern, but by the time he came to Anthony's show,
he's pretty washed up.
I don't think
up.
There was a thing. It was awful. It was just, it was awful.
Do you think Dave Landau was a traitor?
It's so hard for me because I think Dave is so funny and they were so great together. But yeah, he obviously made mistakes on how he went about it. I think because we could all see something was going on when he kept making so many guest appearances on Steve Crowder's show. But Anthony also likes to pretend things aren't happening.
He's a little boy.
He is. He doesn't. He likes to avoid conflict at all costs, and I can relate to that.
Or he gets pissy eyes.
Yes.
And he plays his computer game so he doesn't have to face the world.
Right.
What about Aaron leaving? Is that a similar situation, or is that more understandable?
I don't think so. I don't know why everyone's getting so mad at Aaron and accusing him for wanting more money, because who doesn't want more money?
I don't think it's just about money, though.
Well, I'm sure it has a lot to do with other things, but I don't think somebody wanting to move on in their career with the possibility of making more money because now they have a family is a bad thing. No, I think as a fan, it stinks for us as fans.
Having a show on Compound Media mean it's a contract for your whole life?
And people are acting like it is.
Well, people love the show. You can understand that.
I love the show. I never miss it.
I always miss it. I never watch it.
You never watch it?
Nah, sometimes. Too much gay porn for me. I'm not about that.
You know, I don't like that, obviously. I don't.
Some bits are flogged to death and they go, well, that's the bit you don't get it. But maybe you do get it and it's just not that funny.
I agree with that.
Anyway, but yeah, I find that sometimes. Go on.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I agree. They overdo bits on the show, but there's still so much funny stuff that it was worth hanging in and watching it each day.
Well, that's good. I don't listen to much anymore. A lot of rugby league podcasts.
My husband was in a rugby league.
He sounds fucking awesome.
He was.
I miss him.
Me too.
How long ago was it when your husband passed away?
14 years. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But it feels like, it was just today, actually, I went to call him. So it's weird how it still stays in your head. I thought of something I needed to ask him.
Really?
It's over a decade. Yeah, it's really weird.
Do you think you could never remarry or, you know, settle down with another guy?
I don't want to. I like, I really like not having someone to take care of all the time. And I can't not take care of somebody.
I could see that.
It's.
I can tell you'll never have another guy live with you.
I don't want one. At this point, I don't.
Because you painted your bedroom a pink wall.
Yes.
And that's a wall of estrogen that no guy could suffer through. It's
probably not. But in my pink room, I also added glitter to the paint. So when a light hits the wall in a certain direction, it sparkles a little bit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know.
Well, as long as you're happy, I could,
I love it. I'm pretty happy, pretty content. Life was actually going pretty well before the illegal lockdowns. And that just screwed me over.
I think that happened to everyone.
It really did. It did to everybody. I mean, my business was going so well, and it just like came to a screeching halt. You know, the main part of my business, I make memory beads from flowers, mostly from funerals and weddings. And how long did we go where people weren't allowed to have funerals and weddings?
Yeah, and you'll never get that money back, you know.
Never. And my whole business was word of mouth. So
yeah. You gotta rebuild it.
There was no
it
word
again.
Of mouth for well, yeah, yeah.
So that's terrible. So you basically, sit there working, making your jewelry while you play podcasts. Is that right?
Yes. That's how I'm actually able to watch all of the Compound Media shows every single day and all that. Cause I just have my iPad on and while I work, I just watch it.
So that's the irony. Since I've semi-retired, I've got way less time for podcasts because at work I had all this dead time where I'm alone or doing some menial task and I'd listen to a podcast to distract myself. But now I don't do that.
You don't wear earbuds? Like when I just mowed the lawn, I put earbuds in and I was listening to, I forget who, probably the dump or something.
Dude, it's hot as fuck over here. Like you sweat them out your ear. It's humid. I don't see how that could work.
You know, what about those kind that kind of wrap around your ear?
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're kind of like little earbuds, and then they have like a little hoop that goes around your ear, so it keeps them from falling out.
Oh, they look like a hearing aid thing.
Yeah, kind of like that, except they stay in when you're mowing the lawn.
No, you just stink.
And weeding and edging. What? Stink?
What?
Did you say stink?
No, I said, you just think.
What? I don't know what word you're saying.
I like to just think.
Oh, think. Oh, yeah. I hate to think.
No.
Because then I think about how I gave that girl that note when I was 12, or I didn't let my son do something when he was 3, when there was real no reason to not let him, you know.
Well, we all think about that now. You've ruined it for everyone.
Right?
All right. I got to do my ad read, which is going to be brutal, but be patient.
Okay, here I go.
Don't have time to make your own bone broth? Tired of paying top dollar to eat your soup in a fancy restaurant? Canned soup's just not hitting the spot any longer? Simply Soup is a monthly subscription service that prepares premium soups in our state-of-the-art outbuildings and mails them to you monthly. You can select from a wide range of favorites or simply fill in our questionnaire, and Simply Soup's soup consultants will choose the soups that best match your circumstances. Our producer Leonard loves Simply Soups. He loves that he doesn't have to take time out of his busy printer repair schedule to choose the soups, and he's always raving about how flexible his subscription is. If he wants soups every day, he can easily reduce his plan from his normal 2-soup-a-day subscription. There are no contracts, no long-term commitments, and no end to the delicious soup fun. Sign up today at simplysoup.ag with promo code FEET30 to receive a free soup spoon with your first order. That's promo code FEET30 at simplysoup.ag. I hate soup.
Is that true? I hate soup too.
Really? Like, why would you want to have a liquid meal? If I want a drink, I'll have a drink. If I want to eat food, I like solids. Fuck soup.
Fuck soup indeed.
I love
you. Was that a real... I love you too.
No, it's not a real ad, dude. Come on. My producer team sends them to me to bully me.
Is that really a real ad?
No.
Oh.
You're so naive.
I like that.
Jesus Christ.
I like that CBD cream you had. That was really funny.
It's a lot of reading. I find it's too much. I'm like, Jesus Christ, these guys. All right, I'm going to ask you some fan questions. You ready?
Okay.
First question is from the Honorable Matt Arpin from Boston. Do you like a three-way with your roast beef?
I do.
Do you know what that means?
I don't.
That's suspicious. You but said I'm that's a good North. Sport. That's a North Boston thing that you will understand. All right, I'm making out your file. No, fuck it. You're fake. Okay,
I think you might be talking about Kelly's.
I don't know. Mike Deasy okay. wants to know, do you like guys with beards?
No.
Good.
I think beards are disgusting.
Suck on that, Deasy.
I've never kissed a guy with a beard, and I never could. The thought of it turns my stomach. I don't know why. Same with baldness.
That's hilarious. Take that, eye in the sky.
I mean, you can't help it if you're bald, but I can't help it that I find it a turnoff.
No, they choose baldness.
They do?
Yeah, fucking, it's bullshit. Jim Stanson wants to know, could you date a guy who lives in his mum's garage?
No. Because I wouldn't be able to respect him. I might bang him in the garage, but...
Not date. Yeah, that could work. Is his man pond gross?
Yes.
You're right. Correct what? Again.
Okay.
Why do you only like guys with English accents?
It's really a sexy accent. Australian is too.
Go on.
It's a bastardized English accent, but it's still hot. I don't know why I do. I think probably from when I was very young, I just fell in love with the Beatles, and then it just stayed from there.
All right, I'll just make a note in your file. You hate American men.
I love American men.
Wrong answer. How did you get the name Flat Cat?
When I was in college, I found a kitten, and it's really a boring story. I worked in Boston, and there was this little gift store that I would go into, and it had this cardboard cat, and it was called a flat cat, and it was like a joke gift for people who lived in apartments and weren't allowed to have a cat. And this kitten that someone gave me was the exact kitten on, you know, that little gift. And the gift was called Flat Cat. So then I named my cat Flat Cat. And then the internet was invented and I had to think of a screen name.
It sounds like a cover-up, like you're just a bad driver and you ran over the neighbor's cat.
That would be awful. No. I did like hit a frog once.
Oh, you're a bad person.
And that was one of the only times my husband ever heard me cry. I had to pull over and call him to tell him I hit a frog, and I started crying, and then I had to get off the phone.
Oh, you're a nightmare. Do you ever get creepy guys in your DMs? I think about that with women. I've never interviewed a woman before, and I feel sorry for women on Twitter sometimes.
You know what? I really don't. I don't. I guess it's insulting, but I don't. I've really only had unsolicited dick pics once. And the guy asked me if he could. And I said, no, you can't. And then he did anyways. Right? Right? And then he did. And then I blocked him. I don't even remember what his name is.
It wasn't Kevin Brandon, was it?
No.
Okay. And who is
Kevin
your favorite?
And I did. What?
You're right.
Go ahead.
Who's your favorite people on Twitter?
Well, just you guys who I talk to. You.
I love putting you on the spot and the pain it causes you. It's so funny.
I don't like to hurt anyone's feelings. So if I just started listing you guys and I just left someone off by mistake, now I'll have something else to beat myself up over for the next 30 years.
Look, my favorite thing is to lead people like you astray and make them bad. I'm not kidding.
You can try.
Oh, I'm pretty bad. All right. According to this Zoom thing, it's saying if I don't upgrade to Pro, this meeting will be shut down in a minute 50.
How long have we been talking?
I don't know. I'm very bad at this.
My screen is blank.
Do you have a quick Rickosaurus theory?
Oh, you know what? Who knows? Maybe he did die, or he just made a new account and we're talking to him and we don't know it. I mean, could he really have been the person he was pretending to be?
I don't know. It's beyond my scope.
He came to the Boston area once and asked me if I would meet him.
Really?
And he said, don't worry. He said, don't worry. We don't have to have sex.
Well, that's
as
a relief.
As if that was an option, right? I don't know. I hope he's okay. I hope he's alive.
Well, we'll find out one day, I hope.
All
right, Flacco, I'm very stressed about this time-ending thing. So what are your plugs?
Okay. Just see me as Flatcat on Twitter. I don't even really know my Twitter handle because I have a few from when I get kicked off.
Anyone wants to know
right
Flatcat,
now,
just type in Flatcat. You can't go wrong.
Right. You know, anyone who knows you knows me, right?
Right. And thanks for coming on the show. You've been great.
Thanks for having me.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
It kind of was. No, it wasn't. It was really good.
What a dick.
Everyone should be asleep by now.
All right. Thanks, Flatcat.
Okay. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
I'm like, that's what the world needs, another podcast.
That's right. From two comedians.
Yeah. My mom has a fucking podcast.